This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A recount, a road map, and a crash. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. That's what we're talking about as we kick things off for this show. So the recount is about a sign of things, I think, to come. It's called too close to call. And it depends on the state and the primary, but a lot of eyeballs looking at Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz with over 1,200 more votes so far in his lead over the other GOP vote getter. It was too close to call, and that's David McCormick. So we'll see. Oz, endorsed by the former president Donald Trump, by that tiny slim margin right now. This may take weeks. They're counting mailed in ballots in Pennsylvania, and there's lots of scrutiny. We've heard this before, right? Recounts. I'm in the great state of Florida, and let me tell you, the Hanging Chads, they have them in a museum. You can go to the Tampa Museum and see those Hanging Chads, but we're not going to go there. So it's going to be a slow count, I have a feeling. But will it be Dr. Oz or will it be McCormick in the end? Pennsylvania is a very big state. It's a very big state when it comes to presidential politics, certainly we know that. And the midterms are right around the corner. To me, that was one of the more interesting stories, I think, of this past Tuesday. So when we look at a road map, I'm talking about the road map rather to booting the Russians out of Ukraine. I mean, I know this is the tired drum that I keep beating, and so do so many other people, because listen, you cannot say it's not affecting you. You can bury your head in the sand and we can pretend it's not happening, but it is affecting the economy. It's affecting the economy of oil, of pulling up at the pumps and being in shock, like it or not. So what's next? You have the EU, not just the US, but the EU rushing out a way to get rid of Russian energy because they want to squeeze as much as they can because they know, the EU knows, they're so dependent on the Russians that they have to figure out a way to completely withdraw from that. How do they withdraw from that? And that's what their roadmap is. Our roadmap is we have the embassy up and going again in place in Ukraine, a presence that was abandoned when it got darker in the beginning of this invasion. So as it's about energy, so much of what's happening as far as the reverb for other countries, I mean, you think about the EU, we're talking about 27 countries that are trying to wean themselves off of Russian fossil fuels this year. They want to deprive Russia. And that really is the EU's main supplier of not just oil, natural gas, and coal. And that's tens of billions in serious revenue. As quickly as they can do it, the word is that's exactly what they're going to do. Because there's no end in sight to this conflict, to Russia's war in Ukraine. No end in sight. And we keep seeing that energy supplies are dwindling in the EU. And they don't have quick replacements. That's the problem. There's nothing they can go to as plan B right away. So they got to figure out a way to make that happen sooner rather than later, as all of this now is so critical and becomes part of that target. Our intel says that the Russians fear backlash, backfire, whatever you want to call it, from the Mariupol abuse. Because that's when the world, I think, really started to pay more attention. Burned, charred bodies, horrific things happening to people, lies that were being put out there as to why we were seeing people in graves, etc., whatever Russia could come up with. So now, I think the Russians at this point, and this is, again, what American intelligence is showing, the beatings, the electrocutions of city officials, robbing homes, raping, all kinds of things that weren't just, which also was bad, but hey, we've got, we're lobbing in a few missiles here and there. No, no. It wasn't just hitting buildings. It wasn't just people that had to try to hide for fear of their life and then tried to figure out ways to escape. It was people that were definitely targeted. So with that image out there, it's made it much more difficult for Russia. And remember what happened back in March, the Russian airstrike on a maternity hospital and then on a theater that was really the city's largest bomb shelter. So all of this has made Russia the enemy of so many other countries. But still, no end in sight. No end in sight to this war, this invasion of Russia. So it's the ultimate roadmap. And these are just little side streets. It's the ultimate roadmap that is so critical. What is the roadmap to getting the Russians out of Ukraine? What will it take to have Putin withdraw? Will he ever withdraw? Will he ever, ever just step out of this? That's the scary part, right? It's very, very scary to me. All right, the crash, unfortunately, reminds me of 2008 and, you know, that whole timing of people retiring, people who scrimped and scraped and, oh, 401k, I gotta take less money, get more money in there so the company will match and that'll help me when I get set to retire. And then people that just were on the wrong side of that lost a lot of money. A lot of people lost a lot of money, but some had more time to build it back up. So the Dow tumbled in the worst trading day that we've seen since mid-2020. Now it really is like gambling. 1,160 points, that's a specific number. That's just a number. Just think of that as a number. But what it means is that the last month we're seeing coinciding with these hike of interest rates and watching what they're trying to do there, the Federal Reserve, and looking at what the impacts are, too, with the market. And you know, investors are selling off in some cases. Bank of America analysts, I read this today, wrote that they fear there's going to be a wage price spiral in the U.S. because of risks that the Fed hikes too little. They go on to say the current market reaction suggests that investors see the Fed as moving too slowly on the inflation fight. That it needs to be faster. It needs to be quick. Ooh, numbers, numbers, numbers. Boom, boom, boom. Out go the lights. Hey, it's not just in Texas. Where else are they losing power?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I've got flashlights in the drawer somewhere. Where are those batteries? You know, and it's not to be preachy, because trust me, I have been that person so many times. I'll get a go bag. Yeah, I'm going to have a safe. Yeah, I'm going to have all the documents there. And it really took a few things happening for me to see people being devastated by weather-related disasters to realize, yeah, wake up, you know, get yourself ready for this. So you might head off what unfortunately could be a tough summer when it comes to electricity. Power supplies in a big part of the U.S. is going to be stretched beyond its capacity. We just saw that happen in Texas when there was sky-high temps. And the plea was, can you please put it at 78? Because we're worried about the grid. But it's not just Texas. It's not just Texas. You got this historic drought smothering the western part of the U.S. So that's limiting supplies of hydroelectric power big time. I mean, we've talked about Lake Mead. They're finding bodies. They're finding aircraft. They're finding who knows what next, because it's so ridiculous there, because it's incredibly low. I mentioned living there 2 decades ago, and it was like floodland. There was so much water. You saw nothing in Lake Mead. It was deep, and it was a big supplier to parts of the West. Not anymore. The drought is crazy, 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 I think, affecting so many states in the West. And then, of course, it's the same thing that we've talked about a lot, supply chain woes. That's delaying projects like transmission lines, Texas transmission lines. You have coal plants that are having their problems getting fuel because of increased exports. And the power grid also has the threat of cyber attacks. And why is the threat of cyber attacks? Because of the support for Ukraine. So once again, what happens in Ukraine does affect you in the United States. Look at the Midwest. The prognosis is not good. The electricity supplies are going to be pretty tight because of plants that have shut down. If enough of that happens, what can you do? Older plants shutting down. You're not getting enough to meet the demand. You have temperatures when they soar that you've got air conditioners that are being pushed to the limit. Any heat wave could trigger blackouts. And this isn't just me standing up here on some soapbox, because I certainly have experienced that. But luckily, knock on wood, I haven't experienced it for long periods of time, but I know people who have that didn't live far from places where I lived. So these are the assessments from North American Electric Reliability Corporation. It's just a regulatory body. They oversee grid stability. And we care about grid stability, right? And these are things you might not be thinking about, right? You take it for granted because you flip on the light. It's there. Oh, must be a burned out light bulb. How important is electricity in your life? Listen, if you're a Bitcoiner, electricity is everything. I mean, point in the direction of cars. We're talking about electricity and charging stations. No electricity, what are you going to do? So they've issued grim warnings before, saying that electric grids that serve at least 40% of the U.S. are at risk of outages. Now, they have held up and held up and held up and held up, but not all of them. One horrible heat wave, and it could crack the grid in your neighborhood. Summer forecasts that are mild are good, or a little mild, I'll say, right? So you just get a spike in the heat once in a while. But terrible heat, really, really, day after day in the hundreds, forget about it. Now, in California, they're warning that the state has a risk of blackouts during the next three summers. So they're getting ahead of this. Like, just so you know, next three summers could be really tough. And the state is shifting to cleaner energy, right? But hydropower generation has shrunk with the drought. Older gas-burning plants, I mentioned that already, done. And electricity supplies are strained on the really super sweltering hot nights, especially because what happens when when the sun is starting to set? So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a rough summer in many, many ways. And this is one of the ways where you might get yourself ready just in case. Boom, boom, out go the lights. You know, there's things you don't think about. I remember the one time that I dealt with it. I mean, I've dealt with it a couple of times, but in short spurts. The one time, I didn't even think about this because I just was not thinking. Of course this can happen. It's what do you have in the refrigerator, right? Because all of that goes out. What goes out when the power goes off? What is it that you need to have a backup plan for? And of course, throwing things in an ice chest and getting ice, having some sort of backup to that, especially if it's going to be any length of time, because that's what's key. How long are you out without electricity? I can remember people talking about the great blackout in New York City. And when I say the great blackout in New York, I'm talking about how many babies were born, and this was in the 60s. My mother, who was a college student, told me about what that was like, and it was in 1965. There was a power failure that started in Canada, started in Ontario, and it spread across the Northeast and just crushed New York City. And, you know, there were other blackouts in New York City. They had one in 77 that was really another one that was pretty rough. But the history of blackouts there, the one that was really bad, where it just, it was over the top, was that one that happened in the 60s that I mentioned. They've had others, but that one, it took so long to get the power back on, and you couldn't see, I mean, nothing. It's just completely nothing. And think about that. It lasted 10 hours. 10 hours. What do you do for 10 hours? And if you're in a place where you can just huddle or hunker down, that's one thing. But imagine where some people were and where they got trapped. And that, they call it the Great Blackout of 1965. It affected 30 million people, not just in New York City, but in several states and, of course, in Canada, too. Whew. Not the only one. People just gathered together during the massive blackouts and try to get through it and wait for the sun to come up, and then the city scrambles or some of the other states scramble to figure out what can they do to make this happen. And here's the thing. Sometimes in these blackouts, what happens? Looting, violence, subway riders are trapped. People are trapped in elevators. People that were commuting had to walk miles home from whatever work was. And then you had a lot of heat-related kinds of injuries. So we don't want to be in this situation. We don't want to be in the boom, boom, out go the lights situation. So I guess best to conserve, have a backup plan. Whatever that backup plan is, you might think about getting it ready. Just in case, my friends. We're headed to the mailbag coming up next.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
North Korea is readying an imminent intercontinental ballistic missile test as U.S. President Joe Biden prepares to travel to South Korea this week. This according to UPI and a South Korean national security advisor. U.S. and South Korean officials have warned in recent weeks that North Korea is also getting ready to conduct a nuclear weapon test. Biden will arrive in Seoul on Friday for a 3-day visit. A former Minneapolis police officer pleaded guilty Wednesday to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the killing of George Floyd. As part of the plea deal, Thomas Lane will have a count of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dismissed. The state is recommending a sentence of 3 years for Lane and has agreed to allow him to serve time in a federal prison. You're listening to USA Radio News. While protesters continue their siege at the homes of U.S. Supreme Court members over a leaked court opinion draft regarding abortion, Justice Clarence Thomas hit back against the elite media. Thomas, during a conference,
one of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Tens of billions of dollars will be spent on supporting farmers, addressing the fertilizer supply crisis, and developing land for food production. According to the U.S. Treasury, the Asian Development Bank will contribute funds to feeding Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, and the African Development Bank will use $1.5 billion to assist 20 million African farmers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. just get these cattle out of the way. So, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Any thoughts, just share them with me. How about this one from Stephen in New York? Kate, the Buffalo shooting is just sick, sad, twisted. What other words can you use to describe it? When, oh, when is all the nonsense going to stop? When is the insanity over? And you read more about this 18-year-old, and he certainly showed some real red flags. I know it's difficult for schools to figure out what they can and cannot do, but boy, I wish somebody had stopped him in his tracks. Yeah, no kidding, right? I mean, look, the House just passed legislation very late on Wednesday that puts money into preventing domestic terrorism because they're responding to that mass shooting. But what does it do? I mean, how do you stop this? How do you stop this crisis? There was 2 mass shootings over the weekend. But the problem is when you have a lone wolf, when you have extremism, when you have people that zone in on whatever hate it is that they get from surfing around on the internet or whatever provokes them and puts them in that state of mind, or if they have a mental disorder that is ignited by things that are happening, whatever the reason is, whatever it is, it's all unacceptable. But how do you put the brakes on that crisis? What do you do to stop that? When somebody's in trouble, you reach out. When you see something that you know isn't right, you say something, but then that becomes the issue, doesn't it? How do you know that? Do you think if they really knew that this 18-year-old white kid was going to drive 3 hours, because now it's really three, they mapped it out, to carry out this live stream shooting rampage in a crowded supermarket and have a racist rant, would the Justice Department have stopped him? Would the FBI, would the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, I could just list all the intelligence agencies. Could they have tracked this better? I mean, look, what do you do to prevent domestic terrorism? And some say, well, prosecute hard. But do you think when you prosecute that, and you should, but do you think that that is, prevents somebody who's thinking of doing that, somebody who's thinking of pulling off something similar, does that stop them in their tracks? I don't think so. Is that that much of a deterrent? It's really unimaginable, really. It is. And I keep saying the same thing. If you've listened to these shows, I was there for 9/11. It's a whole different thing, right? And then after what happened after 9/11. And then you look at schools, you look at church shootings, you look at mall shootings. I mean, people are innocent targets. It's awful. I mean, it's unacceptable. Of course it is. So pump money into this situation. What does that mean? How are you stopping the people that could do something like what just happened? I mean, and I guess, listen, you pass a domestic terror bill. Of course, I mean, whatever. But is this going to shake up somebody enough that this is going to stop anybody else there out there that has the same eye? Someone who has the same idea. All right, here's Jeff, who says, Kate, I still think Oz will win in Pennsylvania. Then it's a question of, will he win in the general election? And the Democrats pretty popular. I think that could be a toss-up as well. It'd be wild to see Dr. Oz, which there are certainly some controversial things that have happened with Oz once he got his own show and it became super popular. Was it science? Was it myth? What was it? But I think he ekes out this win, and then it makes for an interesting fight come November for that Senate seat in Pennsylvania. And you say it all the time. This is why you should pay attention to the politics in your side of the house, because if you don't pay attention, you may end up with someone you don't want to represent you, but you liked him on TV. That's what my brother says. I liked him on TV. I don't want him to represent me. There's a big question. Who do you want to represent you, right? What's crazy is in that Pennsylvania Senate race, there were 21,000 unscanned mail-in ballots. People, why can't we get this right? I mean, 21,000 mail-in ballots when it's that tight between Dr. Oz and David McCormick? This thing could be decided by a significant number. Lancaster County, they said that about two-thirds of those mail-in ballots received could not be scanned because of a printing error. So that's why. That happened because of the error. And it wasn't discovered until Tuesday morning. So they knew they were going to have a problem, that they would have to do something with the ballots. They would have to be remarked. They had to be scanned. All of that was going to have to happen. See, that's why it's so important, right? Pick the right vendor. Some of the ballots were printed by a vendor who had the wrong identification code. Uh-huh. Yep. And errors happen. I mean, listen, they do. And this one absolutely happened. And there were a couple of other counties that thought maybe we've got that problem. They didn't. But that one county certainly was big enough when that race was too tight and they had to go to the count. All right, here's one from Dick who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Phil Mickelson. Boy, oh boy, has he put himself in square in the middle of cancel me, cancel me, cancel me. Seems like people who could give a hoot about golf have an opinion on the Saudi tour, what Mickelson said, and so many superstar players coming out and defending the PGA Tour that it makes Phil Mickelson look like an idiot. And here he would have been defending his championship. He was the defending PGA champion, and he's not there. So it's very strange because, as you know, since you're a golfer, that's big to defend your title. Yep. I mean, obviously, he decided that after the comments, after the reaction, he decided he was going to take time out and just be with his family was one of the things that he said. And so much of this is because of him talking about the money, talking about the human rights violations, Saudi human rights violations, and then saying, but it's about the money. Whatever prompted him to say that, I have no idea whatsoever. And listen, it is a ton of money. They're dishing out $255 million in total purse money just for 8 events. I mean, it's serious, serious cash. The PGA Championship, for example, to win one of the 8 championships would be $25 million. You get a check for $25 million. But the PGA Championship is $12 million. The best player across the board gets another $18 million in this LIV golf competition. So it's money, 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 and more money. And Phil's comments put him in hot water. I mean, he said that... we know they killed Khashoggi and they have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates. That's part of what he said. So once that left his lips, once he said that the Saudi riches were too good to ignore, yeah, you knew that was going to come back on him big time. All right, here's one... I got in at the last minute. I happen to see this, and it's from Kevin, who's listening to us in California. He says, Kate, California's a mess. You should be glad, girl, that you lived here when it still was halfway decent, it sounds like. It is unaffordable unless you are spitting out cash and have all kinds of side hustles or you're a rich movie star. It's ridiculous what the prices for gasoline are, but not just gasoline, housing, and everything from A to Z. In fact, trying to find a new house, good luck outbidding investors who show up with serious cash and will pay whatever they have to pay to get into a house. So wherever in California you happen to be is probably where you are stuck. And I know my fellow Californians may be listening to your show in Riverside and some other areas. If you have something affordable, consider yourself lucky. I'm glad that I did live in California, which at the time still was pretty expensive, because now it is unaffordable. KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you can find me 24/7.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The show. A couple of thoughts. One, there are a lot of big-time movies coming out. We're going to get back to our cheap movie reviews, and I'm going to give you one tonight. I was a big fan of Downton Abbey. I don't know how I got pulled into this. I suppose my mother, who had cancer, was watching it, and I would be with her and would do whatever she wanted and to spend time with her, and I started watching it, and it was, it pulled me in. It's weird because it's not the normal crazy Ozarky kind of thing, Soprano, you know, series that I watch, but this was just so well done, and the cast, I think, was so good. So, Downton Abbey follows the lives of this family and the servants who work for them at the turn of the 20th century. And it's very English. So now there's a Downton Abbey movie, but it's only out like one night. I'm sure they'll stream it eventually, but it's only one night in the theaters. I think it's the 20th. But somebody gave me a sneak peek in my new digs, so I was able to sneak out and see that. And I have to say, if you happen to be a fan of Downton Abbey, I would say, yeah, go and see it. It's good, but you'd have to know this movie, or you'd have to know this family. It would have to be one of those things where, I mean, come on, guys, you know, you're doing like the chick flick thing. So my buddy Tommy says, tell me where, he'll call me up, or he'll text me really and say, Delaney, what are the chick flicks? I'm in the doghouse. So I would put this on the list, right? And it will stream maybe a month and a half afterwards. But I say thumbs up. It is very well done. It's the family. It's the continuation. I don't want to spoil the ending of it, but there is a twist at the ending of it. And, there you go. Besides movies like Top Gun coming out, Nope, Jordan Peele's Nope, which is a scary movie. I think he's brilliant if you like scary movies. There are several blockbustery type things. Of course, there's another in the Jurassic franchise bringing back familiar faces like Jeff Goldblum and Laura Dern, for example, Sam Neill, and other people in other parts of that franchise will be wrapped into, some of them anyway, will be wrapped into the latest Jurassic Park. I mean, it just shows you Michael Crichton writes a book. And Michael Crichton was a great writer, one of my favorite writers. And you know I like to read, and you hear some of the authors that we highlight on the show, unknown authors, a lot of them who have the desire to tell a story. And it's fascinating to me what can happen when you do that. And Michael Crichton comes up with this wild tale of dinosaurs in a park, you know, the DNA of a dinosaur, recreating dinosaurs in the very first Jurassic Park. And I read the book. So in reading the book, and I knew a little about that period, but not, I wasn't a freak for it. I didn't know a lot about it. But that kind of opened up my eyes to the world of dinosaurs more. And so it was interesting. And then it turns into the amusement park, you know, at Universal, where you have Jurassic World and, you know, just the whole amazing franchise of Jurassic Park, starting with Crichton's book and how he weaved that tale and how it became so much bigger than that. How it has, it's crazy. If you just put Jurassic Park anything into whatever search engine you have, you just get bombarded by all things Jurassic. I mean, everything, all kinds of merch, all the movies, you know, and everything in between, right? And I think this next one will do well. It's just the continuation, and people can't help themselves. Am I going to go see Rocky 7? Well, enough people want to go see Rocky 7. Same thing, different kind of story. We're talking about a man, not dinosaurs. But fascinating to see, in that case, Sylvester Stallone writing a screenplay and then turning that into a major franchise blockbuster. So one went that route and the other one went the book route. But I trust me, that's going to be very, very, very big at the box office. Lots and lots and lots of people will go and see that. All right, on the serious side, it's like the shows have gotten so heavy. This scares the bejesus out of me, as my college roommate would say. Monkeypox. So the CDC and health officials in Massachusetts are looking at this monkeypox case. And what monkeypox does, it creates these rashes or lesions. And there's something I can't unsee where I saw what a bad case of monkeypox looked like. And there was one that was confirmed in this man in Massachusetts. He had traveled to Canada. That was it. He's in stable condition. But, boy, those lesions on his hand are scary looking. So he had to be hospitalized because of the infection. It's a very rare disease, very rare transmission around the world. In the UK, in Spain, in Europe, they have been talking about monkeypox. So what are we hearing? This is the word from the CDC. Just bookmark this in your head. This is what they're saying. It gives us concern But I think, appropriately, people should not be afraid of monkeypox right now. Don't be afraid that it's currently no public health risk. Be aware of symptoms, but not afraid. Great. I mean, it seems like every time we turn around, there's something else. There's something else going on. Because there has been multiple cases that have been reported in other parts of the world. Portugal, Spain, UK. People who self-identified that they were exposed to monkeypox. Wow. Oof. It's rare, but it is dangerous, this infection. Not good. So I feel for the man in Massachusetts. Terrible. I mean, the first known, even, if you dig up a little research on this, the first known travel-associated monkeypox case in the U.S. was a guy that went to, that traveled from Nigeria to Texas last July. And then a second case was identified that involved somebody traveling from Nigeria. So you're thinking that it's very rare. But Canada, oof, yeah, that's the part that I say is scary, is looking at, okay, it was in Canada and came back, right? I don't know. Just saying. It's another plot twist for all of us. And you know, we're going to talk to a doctor about the latest with COVID. The fact that now that has ratcheted up in some places. New York City, where they're seeing lots and lots of cases. And, you know, it's in the back of our minds, and I said this the other day, we live with this. I think we're just going to keep living with it. The doctor that I'm going to introduce you to tomorrow, we had an off-air conversation, and he said, you know, I mean, here's the thing. If I had the crystal ball, and I said, I want that crystal ball. He said, if I had the crystal ball to give to you, I'd give it to you. Everybody keeps asking me that. What do I know? What do I see? And the answer is there's a lot we don't know, but it's going to be like the flu. Like, you have to think about it because you don't want to die from it. So you have to make some decisions, especially when it's super, super contagious. On that happy note, it's time for us to exit for this hour. Thanks to our man Nathan Reeder for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals of this show and everything else in between. And thanks to all of you for listening. Remember, 24/7, reach out, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.